Sorry, what was that? No, thank you. I don't need a refill. What has me so distracted? That woman over there, do you know anything about her? Never been here before. Why am I looking at her? Just look at her. She looks stunning. I can't take my eyes off of her. Go talk to her. She looks like she's waiting for someone. I can't interrupt her. 2 hours? How could someone leave her waiting that long? I would happily wait for her, if only to have her look at me with those gorgeous eyes. Do you really think some guy could possibly have stood her up? God, most men wouldn't know quality if it slapped them in the face. I'm gonna go over there. The worst thing she can say is no, and if she does, I will just walk away. No harm, no foul. You can do this. Just be the confident guy that you are. Hi. Is this seat taken? Oh, no, you don't need to get up. That's not what I meant. Let me try again. Do you mind if I take a seat with you? I saw you sitting here while I was at the bar, and I just... God, you look gorgeous. Couldn't let you sit here alone for another moment. It really pains me that the idea of someone being attracted to you must be a joke. You don't deserve that. I'd love to prove myself. Can I buy you a drink? I agree, you don't need a knight in shining armor to try and save you, but you deserve one to sweep you off your feet. I would love to have the chance to show you that it could be me. Thank you. How about that drink? Perfect. Let me just go tell Bert. I'll be right back. Hey, Bert. Hey, can I get my usual and then she'll have a Cabernet? Is she looking over here? She's giving me a try and I'm not going to waste it. I'm nervous, but it seems to be going well. I just got to hold it together. Thank you. Just add it to my tab. Wish me luck. Here is your drink, m'lady. So, time for all the fun getting to know you time. How about an icebreaker? People can be so serious when meeting someone new, and I want us to have fun. What is the worst pickup line you've ever heard? Me first. Okay, fine. Do you jog? Because you have been running through my mind. Oh, no. No, you did not go out with a guy who said, "Look at this shirt, is it boyfriend material?" Oh, Lord. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see. Someone literally used that one time, in all earnestness. Awful. What are people thinking with these horrible lines? whatever happened to good old hello? Can I buy you a drink? Well, since everything happened today with your date, let me tell you about the worst date I have ever been on. We met on a dating app. She was very lonely and lovely, but asked if she could bring someone on the date. I assumed it was for safety, as I'm a stranger. Take one guess on who she brought. See, that's what I would have assumed. I would have thought she was bringing a friend and just wanted backup in case things turned out bad. But no, she brought her mother. And I was completely willing to let it all go and give her a chance. And the entire time they talked about me, not to me, they discussed if I was the right guy to take on a second date. I just paid the bill and left. Never touched a dating app again. Ugh. Hold on. You went on a date with a guy who turned out to be your dad's boss? How did that turn out? You only realized it when he took you to a work function. That must have been a hell of a night. Can I just say you have a beautiful smile? I'm delighted that I could help bring it back. Alright. With the bad memories out of the way, let's talk about good ones. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. What makes you happy? That's amazing. Not a lot of people can fall in love with a hobby like that. Is that something you would like to make into a career? It may be hard, but I think you could. You don't seem like the type to give up easily. A question for me now. Okay, I'm ready. What is the most meaningful thing someone has ever said to me? I think I'm proud of you. It may seem small, but it can be a huge boost to someone in a difficult time. It's something I like to hold with me. Now, if I say I'm proud, I truly mean it. It's my turn again. Let me think. What's a fun question? What is the best way for someone to make a great first impression on you? Save you from being lonely in a bar, huh? Sounds kind of familiar. Is that him? What was his excuse? Just say that to you. Don't let him make you feel bad about yourself. You're so much better than him. The music? Yeah. Every Saturday after 10 p.m. they have free music nights. Anyone can play whatever they wish. Get up. He is missing out on a brilliant woman. Dance with me. I want to earn your heart. I want to make you forget all about him. Oh, God, you're trying to kill me, aren't you? This outfit? The way it fits you. How was I ever supposed to look away? Well, we aren't gonna dance in the back, gorgeous. I wanna dance with you front and center. Show everyone the enchanting woman on my arm. Wrap your arms around me. Just like that. Are you nervous? You feel very tense. About people staring. Well, we can go to the back if you'd like. But I'm not ashamed or worried to be dancing with you. Your opinions are the only ones that matter to me, Dove. The nickname? Dove. Well, to me, it symbolizes hope, grace, peace, returning home. All the things I think I'll find with you, if you let me. Just put your head on my shoulder and focus on me. It's just us right now. Is it bad of me to say I'm happy things worked out this way? If they didn't, I would have missed out on someone truly breathtaking. Thank you for giving me a chance. I want you to know, I plan on treating you with care and respect. Nothing less. I promise. Was it last call already? Did we really dance that long? I guess time just slipped away with you in my arms. Would you mind if I took you home? I understand if you would rather call an Uber, and I will happily pay for it, but knowing you got home safe would give me some peace of mind. Great. Let me just handle the bill. Nope. This is my treat. I told you I was going to take care of you, and I meant it. That includes this. Thank you. My car's this way. Wait just a moment. A queen doesn't open her own door. I know you can open your own door. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you need to. I'm happy to do those things for you. To help you see your worth. Hey, I had an amazing time tonight. I would really like to see you again. Can I get your number? I'll call you tomorrow. Have a good night. Screw it. I forgot something. This. I'm sorry. I knew if I went home tonight without that, I would always regret it. Have a good... Wait. How much have you had to drink tonight? If your judgment is impaired, I'm going to make sure you get tucked in safe, have some water and medicine, and go home. But if you're sober, then I would rather stay, if you'll allow it. Oh, thank God. You have no idea how bad I want you. I don't know what I did to earn you walking into that bar tonight, but I can't complain. When it got me you. That pretty smile on your face. I just couldn't miss. Such a perfect woman. Your bedroom, Dove. This isn't some quick one-night stand. I want to take my time with you. No. Now, this is all about you. I want you to sit on my face. Will you do that for me? Let me take care of you. I won't allow you to talk bad about yourself. You've never done it before because they didn't know how to treat you right. Listen, I don't care about your size or your height or whatever others made you feel bad about. Your body is perfect and so damn sexy to me. If I die between these sexy thick thighs, that was how it was meant to fucking be. Please let me treat you like the queen you are.